Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You are the only one that my body loves. Tripping me off the roof with my hands coughed. You are the only one, but it's not enough. Time, won't you figure me out? Won't you fix me up? Tell me what went wrong. Lost in the way you crave me and we carry on. Go, won't you keep me happy? Won't you make me strong? Solo, back I go, back I go. So loco, left me wild on my own. I don't know how to want what I chose. I need a soul. Keep me sane, keep me close. I'm speaking so unstable, put colors back on the table. Oh, oh, what a show, what a show. Dreaming while I listen, remember how you kiss my body knows, body knows.
Podcast number 5 with myself, Phoebe, and the lovely Helena.
Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Ça va?
Ça va bien, merci à toi.
Hey, très bon.
What does that mean?
Very good.
Okay. Clearly my French is horrendous. Maybe we should stick to English. You just heard the sound of Ida with Body Love, and they are English. They're from North London. They are a duo. They're called Megan and Lily. And that song is called Body Love, and I absolutely love it. It's their latest single after a string of EPs in 2017, and their latest one was called Gut Me Like an Animal. But I'm really hoping that this year, 2018, is the year that they bring out a full album, because I just think their voices are lovely.
They are wonderful and serene and definite accompaniment for the outdoors.
Oh, that's an interesting... Why? What are you picturing?
Reminds me of mountains and things. Yeah. And cold weather.
Well, that's certainly...
So it's apt.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. There we go. Yes, of course, we've been having good old snow.
Yeah, the weather in Glasgow's been shit. it's lovely when it first lands and it's so quiet, that initial kind of beautiful no tracks on the snow. And then you just see grotty little children running about and making it all grey.
Slush.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm fascinated by? Is the fearlessness of the elderly going out. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
No matter what weather it is.
They will go on a walk.
Yeah, in my day, you didn't have all this. So they go out and it absolutely terrifies me.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't handle it.
No.
But anyway, that's a bit of a tangent. shall we go on to the next longest band name in the whole world?
Yes, let's. And I'm so excited to hear you say this band name.
Okay. This is Have You Ever Seen the Jane Fonda Aerobic VHS? Over because we can't actually fit any more words in. So they released their second album, which I've never heard of them before, but apparently loads of people know about them. So their second album, Jazz Bell 1984/1988, came out on January 19th. And that's the Carazone one, which is taken from the album. And it's a trio. Oh. And they're Finnish.
Oh.
Yep. I'm reminded of Architectures in Helsinki. Who else did I say?
Social Club.
Broken Social Scene. Efter Klang. All these bands kind of amalgamated into one. And that's what it reminds me of. And it's so bloody uplifting.
It really is. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, you should never judge a book by its cover, but from the name alone, I was expecting some kind of new wave indie, I'm going to say nonsense, but actually it was great, really good, enjoyed it. Surprised that they're a threesome because it sounds a lot fuller than that.
Yeah.
Yes, a big happy stamp from moi.
Excellent. Who have you got next?
This is a guy called Maudlin Strangers and this track is called Body Language. Body Language from California's Maudlin Strangers. They, or should I say he, came to my attention back in 2014, but he's still plugging away, making really good music. And I hope that an album is coming this year, because the 4-track EP that this is taken from isn't quite enough for me. But Helena and I were just discussing it, and although this is my pick, there are some things that I want to pick at it. I think that this song's a wee bit long. I think that the impact it would have if it was a little bit shorter or even structured differently so that it finished on a bridge would make it such a different tune. But it doesn't change the fact that the synths are big and poppy and brilliant and I want to crank it loud. But I maybe think that the vocal doesn't quite smoothly run as well as the instrumental does. That being said, I can still see that it's going to have a huge commercial element and aspect to it. And I think that loads of people will be absolutely loving this.
Yeah, I totally, like, see, for a kind of Radio 1 mainstream audience, then this is that's a mass appeal, and it is radio friendly. It's something that you can listen to during the daytime. It's non-offensive, anything like that, but I totally agree with you. It's too long.
Yeah.
And you think of, you know, 3 minutes 55, it's, you know, that's not long, but it's the repetitive nature of the structure of the song, it just makes it a bit too
for long. Sure. I think that's something that's quite important for us to talk about if we're listening to music as well, and we're, you know, getting submissions, that actually you hear so many verse, chorus, end, that you know straight away when you're halfway through a song if you're going to enjoy it or not by the time it gets to the end. But anyone that plays around with the structure of a track, it instantly sounds more appealing to me, as long as the song's decent, obviously. But, you know, it shows that you're not afraid to step outside the boundaries and create something a bit fresher. So if you're making music, it's definitely something to consider, that you don't need to stick with the good old verse chorus chat.
Definitely. So, next pick is Born Ruffians, who've been going round the houses for quite some time now, and they're back, and this track's called Miss You.
You walk with your head held high. You know that it's not.
Prince. So they have been going since 2004, and they, when I was, I guess I was getting into bands such as Editors and Tokyo Police Club, and I guess early bands, early Twilight Sad and stuff, and Brighton Rabbit and stuff like that as well. But they were touring. They've toured with the likes of Franz Ferdinand and many others. But they're from Ontario in Canada. And this is taken from, well, it's called Miss You, if you didn't guess already from the chorus. And it's taken from Uncle Duke and the Chief, which is the next album, which will be released on February 16th via Paper Bag Records. So I would definitely kind of go through, delve into their discography and their back catalogue, because they've got this very righteous sound, and it's you said as well, it's a big festival kind of.
I can see pints being thrown and people jumping in the middle of the day, already having the time of their lives. I can see it all, big sea of people, smiling happy faces, definitely that kind of vibe.
This is definitely a song, you know, when they do a recap, a festival video recap.
Yes, oh my god, you're so right. Yeah, definitely.
This is the soundtrack for that.
Yeah,
so 100%. Any Canadian music festivals, which there's hundreds of, or even any UK ones, then yeah.
You can thank us for that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's next one's on to you.
Well, as is the beauty of a new music podcast, then this is something wildly different, and it's some dubstep from Stereo Criminal.
Thank you.
fusing dubstep with some jazz hip-hop, and I can even hear a wee bit of trap in there. That is Stereo Criminal with Dusty Days. He is Scottish and he's now based in Glasgow, and he is a dubstep bass and drum and bass producer. He puts on nights and plays out at nights in and around the city, and all of the production and live instrumentation is done himself on that record. He's got a couple of EPs out. One of them is called City Walls, I think. And all, oh, City Moods, I lie to you. And everything that he puts out, I just love it. It ranges from quite chill like that one to proper punching in your face, but it's just the perfect relaxation music for me.
That was, you, I think you were wondering whether I was going to like that.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate the musicianship on that track. And it's, I was saying to you while that was playing, I miss times when things like music like that was more accessible for people, and now it's obviously there's a quota of having too much kind of friendly music on the radio. You get your Clyde ones and your Heart FMs and all that, and they become saturated with the repetitive playlists of Ed Sheeran and so on, that it's almost, it's like Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
And the brainwashing that's done with those.
Total desensitization via music.
Yeah. And that's a really, like, that's exactly it. So you become, when you do hear these, you're going to go one of two ways, the general public. They're either going to go, oh God, no, that's a bit too out there for me. Or they're going to go, holy crap.
Actual music.
So yeah, so good. And I just feel that I wish that they just took more of a risk sometimes. Because we were saying as well, Glastonbury, you would hear that at a commercial time. But it's just not any other time. It's like festival season. You would probably, they'd take more of a punt on things like that.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to be able to step out of your normal day-to-day to hear music that's that well-produced and that well-put together, for sure.
Yeah, and fuck Ed Sheeran.
Well, from fucking Ed Sheeran on to the next. Lena, what have you got?
So this is Sea Girls and this is Heavenly War.
When I was 18, started going out with a girl the boys used to shout about, and I'm still hung upon her lift to the bottom of her stair. Although the light's gone out, I crave the shade, the taste of her mouth, so I hang on every word. Let go, come back down to us. So what do you wanna stay for? It's not a dance floor. You'll end up spinning in a heavenly war. What do you wanna stay for? What? What do you wanna stay for? When I was 18, oh, I started going out with a girl the boys used to shout about. But my bed ain't built for two, not just me and you. So what do you wanna stay for? It's not a dance floor. You'll end up spinning in a heavenly war. What do you wanna stay for? What? But if I could, I would. And if you want to, you should. Keep safe for me, you know where to find me. My cold heart is a key that you can keep safe for me. What do you-
back of the podcast.
That is actually the perfect description. It really is a lad, beers, lads.
Yeah, that's not surprising. They're playing King Tut's on the 10th of February, so there you go. But yeah, so Sea Girls from Heavenly... Well, that track's called Heavenly War. They're from London via Leicestershire and Kent, so they are Southerners, and don't worry... That wasn't meant, and I didn't say that in a way that was offensive or anything. Actually, Hugh Stevens cherry picked them as ones to watch for 2018 on his Radio 1 show. I love the production on the song.
Yeah.
And they've got this Bombay Bicycle Club thing going on.
Yeah, I do hear that.
Which is the thing that kind of. Appealed to me more than anything. So Sea Girls, they're going on tour as of the 1st of February, and they will be at various cities, and again King Tut's 10th of February.
Nice. Well, I'm going to play my track of the week now, and I don't want to give too much away, but can I just tell you how unbelievably excited I am about this song? It's called 80 Days Above, and it's by The Young Wizard.
Set the pace since age naught. Do I need to say more? So now we're singing to the skies, seeking forgiveness for past sins and said lies. Sometimes wondering if it means shit. Take me away, I'm done praying to what I can't believe. Well, I just came to say, I really wouldn't mind spending 80 days high above the clouds where the angels play. Man, I want to stay, probably never come back and drift away. Yo, I just came to say, wouldn't it be nice to just fly away from all the shit we face? Forgotten worries at the bottom of your average day. Never deciding, I'm just trying to put the thought in your brain. Back to earth, back to dreams, back to work. Got a couple bangers ready for words. I'm up late, my escape for better or worse. Sat with the wizard trying to channel the wisdom. I figured I better listen to what he has to say. Hopefully he'll pave the way. So let me take it in, blue rizzle, backstrap a spliff. Quick, have you got a spark? Get this shit lit. Wanna be in the Garden of Eden with the birds and the bees. A loud sack of trees keep me leaning. Pardon me please, course I haven't forgotten the rest of you. Everybody's invited to the place that we're heading. I'll take a second to remember.
Wait, what?
Waiting any longer, we'll be here till the end of November. Or maybe gone like nines. I'm one of a kind, got a mission to begin with, so let me take my time. It's like I'm stuck in a rut, will I run out of luck? Listen Mr. Wizard man, you really shouldn't give a fuck. Listen up, I've been about for a while now and learned a couple things along the way man. Anyhow, we're off topic, let me roll you a spliff for the chronic and share a bit of knowledge before I've forgotten. Take it or leave it, will you want to find an escape? Yearning for better days, trying to find a light before it's too late. Too late. Came to say, I really wouldn't mind spending 80 days high above the clouds where the angels play. Man, I want to stay, probably never come back and drift away. Yo, I just came to say, wouldn't it be nice to just fly away from all the shit we face? Forgotten worries at the bottom of your average day. Never decided, I'm just trying to put the thought in your brain. Well, I just came to say, I really wouldn't mind spending 80 days high above the clouds where the angels play. Man, I want to stay, probably never come back and drift away. Yo, I just came to say,
Wouldn't it be nice to just fly away from all the shit we face? Forgotten worries at the bottom of your average day. Never deciding, I'm just trying to put a thought in your brain.
Days Above from The Young Wizard. He is 20, he's from North London, but he's based in Leeds. He is a pianist by trade. Let me just specify for you that that means that he plays the piano. I did not say anything dirty. He has not got any gigs coming out yet, but he has been making new music constantly for the past wee while. All of that has been produced by himself, and I need more. I need more. But I don't think you're sold.
I really love the old school elements of the track, and I love that that's coming through. There's something about it that's not clicking for me, and I don't know what it is. I love that he's kept the authenticity of his, he's not putting on an accent or anything like that. It's just him. But I'm going to listen to it another few times because it will probably start to kind of really grow on me, I think.
I hope so, because
yeah,
I think that you're
going to...
Yeah, 100%.
I've got the fear. So, I get why you love it.
Good.
I just need to get into it a bit more.
Yeah, I forgive you.
It's all right. So this is my track of the week.
Ooh.
And this is Liv, and this is called I Still Dance On My Own.
I wanna be alone, alone, that feeling of everything that I mind. I wanna be alone when I'm with you. This one's been so long, but it's alright. I'm back feeling like I got a sound mind. I wanna take you up and know with you. You are young and so far, see you so beautiful. Everything looking so brand new. You are young, come so far, see you so beautiful.
So that was Portland-based experimental pop with Liv. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's spelled L-I-Y-V. And she, there's not much info about her. I think that visually it's kind of enough in itself. Her artwork and the way that she's there's a clear kind of correlation with Bjork there. You can't not think of Bjork, I think, and this reminds me of Robin as well in places.
Ooh, thank you, because yeah. I've just been racking the files in my brain to try and figure out who it is. Yes, her vocal tone is very Robin. Yeah, nice and gentle and soft. Yeah,
no, it's great. So she's 21 and she had an EP out called I think it was It's Me last year. It was out last year, but this is the first track of this year, and that's just out. So I would definitely check her out.
The only word that I have to describe that is masterful. Yes. In every way, all of the layers, the depth of the record, the production, her voice. I love every wee bit about it. That's a top tune.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, this is a band called Tuska, and this is Suck on Your Mind.
Thank you.
Suck on Your Mind from London duo Tusca. They are very much new to the game because they've only got one 4-track EP out and two other singles as well. Helena and I both said that the Tame Impala inspiration is really obvious here, and also some Queens of the Stone Age vibes, but Helena rightly said that actually they've done it in a tasteful way because so many bands are inspired by Tame Impala and basically just do direct rip-offs, but not in this case. And for being such a young band, I just can't get over how absolutely huge that record is. I love how varied it is. I love all the different sections and the ups and downs, and it just sounds so beautifully done, even though they're so new to this game. So I want to say a big hats off to you guys. That is a 10 out of 10 job.
A lot of the tracks that I've had through lately in terms of the Tame Impala influence, and I guess even Physics House bands and all those kind of bands, they take from them, but their production values are really poor, and there's no real balance or cohesion to the track, whereas that is something that you would just think, who the fuck produced that? So I just, I'm so impressed with that, really impressed.
We need more.
I know, we do. We're coming up to the last track.
No.
Oh, I know. So I guess we, from next week, we will start having little interview snippets on the podcast, and Phoebe and I are also looking at some other bits and pieces coming up.
So exciting.
We're going to finish with Ryan Joseph Burns, which is fitting because tomorrow night is Burns Night, and Ryan is a Scottish singer-songwriter, and he is well known throughout Glasgow because his musicianship alone is unreal, and I think he can play every instrument, every single one.
What?
Well, maybe not everyone, but he can play a lot. And he sings a lot. He sings very well. He plays in touring bands, I think, and does session quite a lot. But he's very highly regarded within the music circles within Scotland. And this is taken, it's A Red, Red Rose, and it's taken from Burns on Burns Volume 1, which is out today. And I just thought it was a really nice way to end the podcast. And his vocal on this is just so beautiful. And yeah, buy it.
Yeah, do. And also enjoy Burns Day.
Yeah. So if you've got, just to say before this track comes on, please send your music. It's music@podcart.co. We do receive numerous, hundreds of songs actually, but we want more. And so please, and you can find us on various social media places.
Yay.
Thanks for listening.
See you later.
Bye.
Still my dear. sun. No, I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run and fair. Though 'twere 10,000 miles.